My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. AfroTech is a global gathering where inclusive tech companies meet innovators. It's the only tech event you need all year. Get ready for AfroTech 2023 in Austin, Texas, November 1st through the 5th. We built a whole template you can use to help you get your employer to sponsor your trip and enjoy experiences built for every stage of your career. Whether you're a college student looking for your next internship, or if you're working in venture capital looking for your next business to invest in, and if you're looking for a co-founder or people to join your team, there's no better place to be. The massive corporate layoffs of 2022 and 2023 have affected our community in a big way. And AfroTech wants to help you get back on your feet with skill development, making it easier to switch industries if that's your route. And at AfroTech, you'll make connections to help you get your next opportunity. Visit afrotech.com/conference to learn more.
This next conversation is a fireside, the importance of investing in innovative fintech financial technology. Through investments in fintech, financial institutions and startups alike can harness technology to democratize access to financial services, reduce disparities, and promote wealth accumulation. Owen Douglas, who has been on this stage before, and Wemimo Abbey will discuss the role of fintech in creating new avenues for wealth building and financial inclusion, highlighting how innovation can be a driving force behind sustainable financial growth. So, Wemimo Abbey is co-founder of Esusu, as well as a 3-time social entrepreneur named to the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. It's not an easy list to get on, so he's the truth. Olin Douglas, CEO of Hanover Street Advisors, is prior to starting the consulting business, he was the founding and managing partner of Motley Fool Ventures. Founded in 2018, he led the growth of the venture capital firm from $0 to $250 million in 5 years. Please welcome to the stage our moderator, Olin Douglas, and panelist, Wamimo Abe.
I missed that. Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for AfroTech Investing. I mean, AfroTech Executive for inviting us. And Wamimo, welcome. How are you?
How's everyone doing? Oh, come on, man. This is church, man. We got all black people up in here. How's everyone doing? Much better. Much better.
Very good. Very good. Well, let's dive in. In the spirit of full disclosure, I've known this gentleman for about 5 or 6 years now. So we more likely than not going to go off script.
We go way back, man.
We're going to go off script a little bit, I'm sure. But let's start off for the audience. Can you tell us a little about what does Isuzu do and what was the motivation for starting it?
Yeah, thanks a lot. Isuzu really stems from my personal experience and my co-founder, Simia. For me particularly, I grew up in the slums of Lagos, Nigeria. I lost my dad at the age of 2. And I was raised by my mom and 2 very spirited sisters. And one thing my mother fundamentally believed in was just the importance of education. My mom used to work at the National Post Office in Nigeria for 21 years, and spent over 60% of her salary to afford my education back home in Nigeria. So that education is what led me to the United States. I immigrated from 80 degree weather in Lagos. Any Nigerians in the room? We're always everywhere. There we go. You know, I always say Nigerians are like the Chinese of Africa. We're everywhere. So I immigrated from 80 degree weather in Lagos to negative 22 degrees in Minnesota. It was real, man. I'm like, people living in a freezer. I don't get it. But during that transition, something happened. My mom and I did not have a credit score. We walked into one of the biggest financial institutions to borrow money. And we're turned away and had to go borrow money from a predatory lender at over 400% interest rate. In addition to that, my mother sold my dad's wedding ring. We borrowed money from church members, and that's how we got started in America. So really inspired by that experience, having had a stint in Wall Street and big consulting firms across the country, my co-founder and I started Isuzu on 3 core premises. No matter where you come from, the color of your skin, and particularly your financial identity, shouldn't determine where you end up in the wealthiest nation the world has ever seen. And what we do at Isuzu is simple. Did you know that renters send roughly $1.4 trillion to their landlords every year? And less than 10% of that data is factored into their credit score. And who are the people that rent? It's predominantly people of color. So we created a technology to capture rental data, transform it, and report it into the consumer rating agencies. So when you pay your rent, it shows up on your credit score. And one day when you want to go get a home or an auto loan, you can do that with a good credit score rather than being excluded. And then when people can afford to pay rent, we give them 0 interest loans, so they are not evicted, because as a society, we shouldn't be solving eviction backwards. So today, Isuzu is in roughly 5 million rental units, all 50 states. We see over $100 billion in rental volume. And because of this man and a lot of the things he has done since day zero, Isuzu is valued at $1 billion, and we've raised over $145 million.
Yes. So a powerful story. Every time I hear it, it's amazing. So like you and I both come from humble beginnings. You were from Lagos, Nigeria, from the inner city, Baltimore, Maryland. When you think about financial inclusion, I know what that, that generally means, but how do you internalize that, and how do you keep that spirit of financial inclusion going through the business?
Absolutely. At Isuzu, we did something that was unapologetic. We came out and said, we're going to start a startup with a vision, which is to leverage data to bridge the racial wealth gap. And when people hear that, they're like, is this a nonprofit? Like, no, we're a venture-backed company. But one of the things that's important to me is this matter of proximity. When you think about it, the average white family has 10 times as much wealth than the average black family in the United States. Number two, there are over 45 million people that do not have a credit score in this country. The average debt in America is $91,000. If you do that math, 45 million times 91,000, you can unlock over $6 trillion in capital. That in and of itself is not only good for the US economy, right? It's good for even businesses that could let folks participate more in the American financial system. And that's been our thesis, Olin. When we started and you believed in us since day zero, it has always been about that thesis of we need to make sure, not with rhetoric, you know, Martin Luther King had a dream, but I have a plan. And the plan is very, very simple. How can we unlock quality financial products for our people? The cheapest thing in America, the easiest thing to get, what this nation is built on, is cheap debt. Go back to the institution of slavery. Go back to what happened during, you know, the New Deal. Think about FHA loans for families to essentially get a leg up. And that's what we're trying to do. And I'm proud to say, through our work, establishing and building credit scores for people, and we measure what they've gone on to do eventually, we've unlocked over $13 billion in capital for folks that didn't have it. That's something we're really proud of.
Very good. Thank you. So we're in a room of executives here, and it's AfroTech executive. Part of that wealth creation certainly is creating wealth for the founders and other folks in the room. Tell us a little bit about, well, tell us the parts about the fundraising journey that you want to talk about. Give us a little bit of a
Can we keep it real? Are we on record? Okay, we're not going to do it. We're not going to throw the kitchen sink here. Okay, we'll keep it PG. Raising money was hard. When we started Isuzu, 326 investors said no to us. And one of the toughest period of this journey was my co-founder and I just closed our first contract, you know, at my alma mater in Minnesota. They're like, yo, we're just gonna give him a chance, this idea. And we had put all our money into Isuzu because we couldn't raise money, and we were $100,000 in credit card debt. We had a great idea. The idea was, how about, and we couldn't afford an hotel room, we had to stay overnight. We're like, how about we go to a Denny's, get the Grand Slam, walk all night, because we just, you know, and then take the next flight early in the morning to go raise money in San Francisco. Great idea. So we decided to do that, but unfortunately, because we're not perpetual motion machines, we started falling asleep in that Denny's. And unfortunately, the restaurant manager came and said, guys, you know, got to kick you guys out because I'm going to get fired. He knew what we were trying to do. And that was one of the darkest periods of this journey because I had worked at big financial institutions. I had run deals with multi-billion dollars from inception through execution. But why was folks not just gonna bet on us? We got a break eventually. We got a break because of people like Olin. I met Olin you know, at a conference for leadership development, and we had this idea, and Olin was like, wait, you got to really focus on certain things, and you have to think about this idea. And if you do ABC things, I will invest in the company. And, you know, we're like, great. We took his word for it, held him accountable. He held us accountable. And when the time was right, Olin came in, invested in us when it was unsexy to invest in a company like ours. Early on, led our Series A round of financing at $10 million. We raised $10.6 million, gave us a very good valuation when people were trying to like undercut us, put founders first, You know, there's a lot of folks when you raise money, there's a lot of interesting things that happens, fought for us unapologetically. And then 6 months later, you know, we became a billion-dollar company and raised $145 million, and we're just really, really grateful. And it's more exciting because it's someone like him that invested in us and believed in us. And when we started off, it's not only Olin, it's people like Sean Mendy at Concrete Rose. 75% of our cap table, so the folks that invested in the company, are either women or people of color. And when we met them, they probably had combined $120 million under management. And today, the companies they've been able to invest in, now they've been able to raise over $1 billion. And that's the true impact of what we're trying to do. And it takes investments because of people like you that make it happen. So thank you so much.
Thank you. That's very nice. So in the spirit of this conference, I'm going to tell the other side of that story, right?
Olin is also a board member, so.
Afrotech is a global gathering where inclusive tech companies meet innovators. It's the only tech event you need all year. Get ready for Afrotech 2023 in Austin, Texas, November 1st through the 5th. We built a whole template you can use to help you get your employer to sponsor your trip and enjoy experiences built for every stage of your career. Whether you're a college student looking for your next internship, or if you're working in venture capital looking for your next business to invest in, and if you're looking for a co-founder or people to join your team, there's no better place to be. The massive corporate layoffs of 2022 and 2023 have affected our community in a big way. And Afrotech wants to help you get back on your feet with skill development, making it easier to switch industries if that's your route. And at Afrotech, you'll make connections to help you get your next opportunity. Visit afrotech.com/conference to learn more. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, life, whatever. So, we met at the conference. He was in an accelerator program. The person came and said, hey, I have this entrepreneur. I really would love for you to be an executive mentor for him. Would you do it? I don't know, sure. Right. So I meet this guy, and like everyone, loved him right away. He told me his idea. I was like, dude, man, that's janky. I'm not doing that. Right. So, and he was like, what? And I was like, so we talked, but he was actually ahead of me. And he was like, yeah, I know. We have another idea. It's like this, and he pitched it again. So of those 326 investors that said no, I was two of those, right? He came the second time with the idea. I was like, I still love it. I said, no, you're not ready for the stage where I am, but what I am going to commit to do is help you, right? And so I can't give you my money yet because it's not my money. It's somebody else's money, and it's fiduciary responsibilities. But I can show you the path to get there. And I think that's something that a lot of VCs don't do today. And so to his credit, as you might imagine, laid out the roadmap, say, do these things, and I'm there. They were ridiculous, impossible. He did them. And then I didn't ghost him. Right? I was like, well, the guy did it, you know? And so I think I'm in, right?
There's a saying, if you hang around the barbershop, sooner or later, you're going to get a haircut.
Yes. And then the part he doesn't tell is, I did lead the A round. We have a really great relationship. But when it came time to do the big round, there were a lot of people that wanted to get it, a lot of people that wanted in. He actually took a haircut on his valuation so that people like me and some others could have an opportunity to continue to invest in his fund. Like, that's the part that doesn't come out. That's part of the meaning. And he and his co-founder didn't hesitate. You know, negotiations, you get there, they get tight. And he was like, look, if it means a little bit less for me, I'm going to do that. So we appreciate you for that. I've told him I'm with him until the end. No matter what that end is, we're just gonna roll in.
For life.
Good. So I know I got the hand signal. So we're gonna kind of wrap this up and leave a little bit of time for Q&A. But so I will leave it to you. If you reflect on this conversation, I'll even change it. I may miss this other one. Like, it's hard work what you're doing. I mean, it's really, really tough. And as you think about what you can share with founders, like, what's the anchor that keeps you steady? Like, what keeps you going when everything inside of you is saying, like, this is just too much?
This journey is very lonely. I think everyone sees, you know, you raise 145, you're valued at $1 billion. I think $1 billion is a mortgage, and doing well is the premium that proves $1 billion. What keeps me up at night is really the fight we're in. This country was built on the back of black people and a bunch of folks that have been marginalized. And I'm sick and tired of all the talk. I just want to roll up my sleeves and do the walk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As she said. I think, given the things that our people have gone through, we're indestructible, we're unbreakable, and, you know, I just want to see a world whereby my children can grow up in this country or anywhere in the world and just say, I am enough. And And you know, like, what this reminds me of, something really messed up. Not messed up, this kind of comical happened. When we raised that round, I called my mom. She sacrificed everything. You know, when I told her I was leaving corporate America, I used to pay my mother's rent, by the way. She's like, oh my God, I thought we made it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go co-found this thing called Isuzu. And she's like, oh, man, this is rough. So I'm like, hey, mom, you know, we just raised $145 million and, you know, the company's valued at $1 billion. And you know what my mother said? My mom's like, oh, I'm so proud of you, but how's the wedding planning going? It's like, she just doesn't get it. But what that matters is it's proximity, right? My mother cannot necessarily comprehend what that means, the economics of what that means, and how it could fundamentally change our lives. And there are many of us that have been marginalized by the system. And what I want to do and wake up that gets me out of bed, this journey is hard. You know, I went to bed at 3:30 a.m. this morning. It's not sexy. There's a bunch of issues you have to deal with on this journey. Knowing what I know now, would I do it again? You know, maybe yes, but I won't recommend it for everyone. That's just the truth. There's a lot of things that you carry. If I do well at Isuzu, there's a good chance my marriage is suffering. So there's a lot of things you have to juggle, and I'm not here to give people bullshit. I'm just here to tell people the truth. So for me, it's just the walk, man. I wake up to every time, and I know I want to walk tirelessly to bridge the racial wealth gap. And one day when my lease expires in this construct called life, and I am transitioning, I want to know, no regrets, I did everything to narrow that gap. And that's what gets me up every day.
Excellent. I think that's a great comment to stop on. I don't know if we have time for a couple of Q&A questions.
Time for two, maybe three questions, depending on how fast they are. So let's chop these up.
No six-part questions.
Hi, my name is Dan Green. I'm with Remitly. And my question for you is, I've noticed an uptick in certain social media areas encouraging specifically young black men and women to forego school because of the debt and inequalities that it can accumulate. And that influence also is saying that it's better to work with your hands rather than trying to go to school. And I'm curious because personally for me, I'm kind of torn on that. I understand that it's very difficult to go to school and accumulate that debt, and it's not very easy to get that access. But on the other side, you know, we worked with our hands already. And so I'm kind of torn, and I'm curious, with your experience, what would you say to that influence, especially to very young and impressionable minds of that age who spend a lot of time on social media hearing these things, and what that would mean for the future?
And just to make sure I got your question, you're saying what's the importance of education?
School now is peddling towards, the influence towards young black men and women are saying school isn't worth it. It's better to work with your hands in this day and age.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Look, for me, I can speak for myself, and education changed my life. You know, when I was growing up in the slums and I was going to school with the minister's kids or like the former president's kid, and when I was the best econ student literally in the entire university, it gave me a sense of worth that I'm like, wow, you know, I might be living in a place whereby we don't have functioning toilets or we don't have constant electricity, but there's something I could do very well. And then when I came to the United States, right, like when I found out that you guys pay people to essentially teach other people at the academic assistance center, I'm like, man, people pay me to be smart. That's like game changing. And then the network I got when I went to graduate school just down the street at NYU opened up my mind, and that's where I even met my co-founder, like over 10 years ago, right? So I think what education does, in my opinion, it expands your intellectual frame of reference, right? You see things from different walks of life, but that's not the only way, right? You can, folks have other alternatives, but for me, it fundamentally transformed my life, and the experiences you gain in those institutions are life-changing.
Yeah, one thing I would add to that is what you said, and the way you almost answered it,
Let's separate school from education. Everybody needs to educate their minds. They need to open themselves up to possibility. They need to learn and they need to grow. And anybody who's not doing that is going to be replaced by a machine before they know it. Do you have to go to college? Do you have to go to Ivy League? Do you have to go somewhere else to get that educational mindset? I don't think that's necessary. And more you see that way, particularly in technical fields where they just want to see that you can do the work. And so for those folks out there, separate school versus not school, trade school versus technical school, you know, or academic versus education. We cannot let go of the idea that we need to educate ourselves. Now, how we do that?
Right in the back.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Meshach. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. First, I want to really thank you both for a very inspiring fireside chat. And to you, Wemimo, I want to really thank you for being very authentic. Your story come across very uniquely, and it's very inspiring to people in our community. You two, you both have had a very interesting exchange about entrepreneurs' preparedness, especially when approaching a VC. So to you, Olen, I would really appreciate if you can share with us, because myself, I'm a founder working on an AI startup and also looking towards taking the journey of fundraising and things like that. I would like to learn from you as a VC what you look for in aspiring founders before getting that interest in funding them. What kind of traits do you look in them to see in order for you to have that interest to fund them? And secondly, what are the key value props you look in your ideas to validate them, whether you fund them or not?
That's a big question. I'm gonna shorten that. What I would say is, first and foremost, and had this, if I do my job correctly, the first thing I do when I meet entrepreneurs is try to talk them out of venture capital. It is not for everyone. You gotta be clear about the world that you're getting into, the game that you're getting in, and no matter how much you think you know what you're getting into, it's it's worse. So the thing to remember about venture capital is that you're talking about 1% of 1% of the businesses just to get venture capital, and then there's 1% of those that are actually kind of successful. So it's a really, really hard, we're talking about the tippy top of all businesses in the U.S., 33 million of them, small businesses. I think there's only, maybe $10,000-$20,000 venture back, $20,000 venture back. But generally speaking, you go through that hurdle, and this is something that, like, as a culture, we are learning this. We're relatively new to venture. Really impressing that the idea has to be big. You have to have something about you that can make someone believe that you can execute on this big idea. And you have to bring some skills that are important, whether it's the ability to have people follow you, or you have some technical skills, or you need something that makes you be that one in a million that we think can execute an idea. And I think part of the challenge is, and this is, working with Mimo is the same thing, where there's some basic things that we need to find people to just teach us. They're easy, totally learnable, but what happens in today's environment is if someone doesn't know something that's very basic, they extrapolate that to mean they don't know anything, and it's just not true. Really fast, short story, not going through my whole life, took a computer science class in college, end of story, I failed that class, but it was a long time ago. I'm super old school. I don't want to go into that. But it was back at a time I had never seen a computer before, staring at the computer, didn't know how to turn it on. Teacher was really upset. He thought I was lazy, didn't know what I was doing, thought I wasn't paying attention. That was back in the day when the on-off button for the computer was in the back and to the left. Like, I never saw a computer. Who puts the on-off button back there? How you turn this shit on? What the hell? But like that little, once someone tells you once, you know it forever. But instead of telling me, they shamed me for not knowing something that, like, when you talk about it now, like, of course you didn't know where it was. Why don't, And that's the kind of thing that happens in venture all the time, where there are basic things that people just need to tell others, like what you're saying, like, what are the things we're looking for, so that people can understand you all are bright, you all are smart, you can get it. But you're not magicians. Like, you can't read minds. And I think a lot of what we need in venture capital to move forward is just help people laying out the roadmap. I didn't make it easy for Wemimo. Back then, I ran my fund. As a black person running the fund, and at that time, $150 million, that was the largest first-time fund for a black person. There was a lot of pressure on me. Like, I can't go around, for the sake of all of us, I can't go around doing favors, man. I gotta hit, man. And so I was like, the dad with the son on the team. I'm like ripping it to this dude, man, because, like, we gotta win together. It's not just about us.
And so, but I did lay out the roadmap, and that's all that he needed, right? And I think for a lot of entrepreneurs and founders, and like you're saying, we just need to help lay out that roadmap for people. Stop playing the games. Stop saying do this and then move the goalposts. And then we can kind of make that progress.
The only thing I would say is just because I'm very practical, we created a how to raise money and the things you need when you talk to people like Olin. So we have a guide that we created to just demystify the process, because what pisses me off the most is like when you try to raise money from people and they're like, oh, you know, like what's the addressable market? I'm like, what does that mean? Now I know what it means, but so if you need specific information, you can find me on LinkedIn, reach out, or my email will send it to you. We created it to just cut out the bullshit out of the process.
Y'all make some noise for them. Make some noise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all can do better than that.
Skin over on me. If I go that way, she go that with me. Should I not be so open on me? Open on me. You know what I mean? Know what I mean?
AfroTech is a global gathering where inclusive tech companies meet innovators. It's the only tech event you need all year. Get ready for AfroTech 2023 in Austin, Texas, November 1st through the 5th. We built a whole template you can use to help you get your employer to sponsor your trip and enjoy experiences built for every stage of your career. Whether you're a college student looking for your next internship, or if you're working in venture capital looking for your next business to invest in, and if you're looking for a co-founder or people to join your team, there's no better place to be. The massive corporate layoffs of 2022 and 2023 have affected our community in a big way. And AfroTech wants to help you get back on your feet with skill development, making it easier to switch industries if that's your route. And at AfroTech, you'll make connections to help you get your next opportunity. Visit afrotech.com/conference to learn more. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.